It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And it is the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, for political junkies, that's still the elections.
Which are behind us. So, Rick, is Michigan a battleground state yet?
Well, Zoe, we may have arrived. The lame duck session of the Michigan legislature is serving up plenty of plots and intrigue, and almost all of it revolves around right to work.
And it's not even officially on the agenda. No bill, nothing in writing.
But just the prospect, the possibility of right to work is sapping up all the energy. Every lobbyist, every legislator is paying attention to it.
And that's become a problem for Governor Rick Snyder.
That's a divisive issue. Sort of takes the oxygen out of the room. So that's where hopefully this is something that can get some closure relatively quickly.
It's hanging over and holding up school reforms, a tax rollback for manufacturers and other businesses, overhauling Blue Cross Blue Shield. The list goes on.
And on. And there's a small subset of issues where Democrats in their minority wilderness in Lansing,
like the ones I just mentioned,
exactly, can try to pull a power play. And they're threatening to, without some assurances that right to work is off the table in this lame duck session.
Well, the tension is palpable.
Dun, dun, dun.
Zoe, a platoon of state police troopers was called into the Capitol yesterday as a preemptive measure against a Wisconsin-style state Capitol takeover in case right to work comes up.
Rick, the governor could settle the uncertainty. Instead,
I've been very clear over the last two or three years, right to work is not on my agenda. And that's what I'm going to say on this topic, and that's it.
He remains staunchly ambivalent.
Okay, so why won't the governor put this to rest? I mean, why doesn't he make it go away by just simply saying, I'll veto this if it reaches my desk?
It doesn't make his troubles go away. It only trades one set of problems for another set of problems. Yes, debating and certainly signing right to work would launch a huge war with labor. Recalls are threatened. But Rick Snyder has aspirations to be a two-term governor. Vetoing or promising to veto right to work pretty much guarantees him a credible Republican primary challenge.
Also, it's not like labor did the governor any favors by getting Proposal 2, the union rights question, on the November ballot.
Oh, certainly not. The governor asked labor not to go down that road and got blown off. Vengeful is not a word that typically comes to mind when describing one tough nerd, but I doubt he's agonizing about letting him twist in the wind for a while.
Right. He said this is a comeuppance for unions. The Gawler News Service is reporting the governor has privately told Republican leaders he would sign right to work if it hits his desk, even as he's also saying he doesn't want it to. But if that's the case, why do it now? Why not, you know, wait until next year when Republicans will still be in charge in Lansing?
Well, because a lot of right-to-work supporters see this as their moment, if not their last best chance. They feel there's momentum to be had from voters' rejection of Proposal 2. And next year, there will be five fewer Republicans in the state House. The GOP still has the majority, but lost seats on November 6th. Right-to-work would probably require some close votes. Also, some departing House members could cast a tough vote or two without political consequences.
But the clock is ticking. If right to work is introduced next week, that extends the lame duck session into the third week of December.
The reason is every new bill must sit in the House and the Senate for at least 5 days each. It takes a minimum of 10 calendar days to get a new piece of legislation through both chambers.
Now, right to work supporters could find what's called a vehicle bill, something that's been sitting around that you could amend. That cuts the amount of time, but there are constitutional restrictions on that. A bill cannot be amended to change its purpose, so their options are limited.
And we should mention quickly, Democrats are not playing strictly defense here. This is an organizing opportunity. The state party has been sending out email blasts to get people to meetings and sign petitions. This is an opportunity to make sure all or most of those people who were with them for this past presidential race don't just disappear into the weeds.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio. Just for a rainy evening, when maybe stars are few, don't give up on us, I know. We can still come through.